Hey, this is Sten Hansen from the My Meditation Station podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe and also share this and leave comments. It really helps get the podcast out there. Today's episode is to help with urges and cravings. We're surrounded by cravings, and when they hit strong, they can feel extremely overwhelming. So a lot of times we just give in to them. Here's what we know about urges or cravings. They're a lot like waves. They rise, they build to a peak, building momentum as they ramp up. And then once they hit that peak, they gradually fall. You may get another wave after that, but they will gradually minimize in intensity. And if you can find a way to ride those waves instead of giving in, you can absolutely count that that urge or that craving will go away. And every time you don't act on an urge or a craving, it becomes less and less and less. That's how you can take advantage of the neuroplasticity of your brain. So this exercise is written to help you surf the next urge or craving that comes. Begin first by finding your breath, because that will help immediately. To do this, put your body into an alert posture with your spine more or less straight and your shoulders gently pressed down. If they're hunched up by the ears from tension or stress, gently press them down and lift your chest slightly. Relax your face and then bring your attention to your breathing, either at the tip of your nose or in your belly. Try to follow the breath for a complete cycle from the very beginning of the inhale to the point of complete fullness, and then back down to the point of relative emptiness as another breathing cycle begins. See if while you do this, you can allow whatever craving or desire you have to be a little bit in the background at first, as you bring your attention to your breath as it goes through this cycle, feeling the sensation starting at your nose and then moving to your belly, inhaling to fullness, and then breathing it out to almost emptiness each time. If you notice your mind heading off during this process into some kind of chain of thought, just gently bring it back to the sensations in the belly or the tip of the nose as you continue to breathe. Even if a craving or an urge starts to rise and feel more intense or loud, see if you can still allow it for now to be in the background. Your mind can only focus really on one thing at a time. So bring your attention, instead of to the urge, to your breath. Over and over for now, letting each new breath, kind of like its own wave, bring you back again and again from any floating thoughts that may arise. Thoughts will come, but once they do, just notice them and go back to focusing on your breath. Now begin to allow the breath to be more in the background and bring your attention to the urge or craving that you might be feeling, to anything that you're desiring. In this exercise, your breath now will be like your surfboard, allowing you to ride the wave of that craving without being wiped out, without having to fulfill the urge. Start by beginning to visualize the craving as if it were a wave in the ocean. Notice how it begins as a small swell. It's a wavelet almost. And then it slowly builds and builds into a crest. And just use your breath to ride that wave of the craving within you. As long as you stay with the breath, you won't be overwhelmed. Allow each wave of that urge to rise as high as it wants, and then ride each one all the way through until it peters out near the shore. It will take focus to be able to do this. So as you stay focused on your breath, you'll begin to notice how that urge or craving begins to shift over time, how it begins to change and maybe move from different places in your body. Feel exactly how the craving manifests inside of your body now. As you ride that wave with your breath, feel the texture of it, the form of the wave, the detail in each wave of craving. Each craving that comes may be slightly different. What does the one you're on right now feel like? Become a fascinated observer as you stay with your breath as if it were a surfboard, using it to ride each wave of craving. You can experiment with how much of your attention to place on the breath sensations, and how much you place on the sensations of the craving or the urge as you surf it. Whatever way you choose, notice how the urges arise, and then how they reach something of a crescendo of intensity or breadth, and then eventually subside for a bit, before rising again into a whole new wave. It may take a while for the next wave to come, or not. But use your breath and your awareness to be there whenever it does. You can continue the practice of urge surfing as long as you need to. So you can pause now. If you'd like to bring it to a close for this moment, and you can come back whenever you want, simply bring your attention back to the breath and allow those urges or cravings to gradually become more part of the background noise again. They can still be there, continuing to rise and swell and grow and then break. And that will continue even if your full attention isn't on them in this moment. Instead, you can move more and more of your focus towards the rising and falling sensations of your breath again, and become more and more focused on that sensation. So moving back to the inhale sensation at the tip of your nose, the coolness out of every breath as it enters, and then following the breath all the way through its full, complete cycle, rising to fullness and then releasing each breath to a sense of near emptiness. Back at the tip of the nose and following it through to the end. Whenever you're ready, you can bring this practice to a close and bring your attention back into the wider world. Or you can go back to surfing the urge, using your breath. Or you can switch between the two as long as you need to. Anytime a new thought or idea or memory pops into your brain, acknowledge it, and go back to surfing your breath or surfing the urge as long as you need to.